The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with the birthday boy. Happy birthday.
Today is your birthday. Thank you very much.
Many, many more.
Yes.
Healthy, happy birthdays. How old are we?
39.
Pat Devaney, who happens to be my husband, fellow realtor, is... lying about his age,
but that's okay.
He's enjoying his birthday in the studio today. We have a terrific guest with us today, Matt Marzani. Good morning.
Hello. How are you, Jackie?
I'm great. Pat. Owner of Keystone Upholstering Company, and you're partners with your brother and your son, correct?
That is correct.
All right. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have, or if you'd like to hear a topic that we haven't covered, you can email it to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And don't forget to go to our website. We have a webcam of Dunmore Corners Live. So if you're out of town and you want to see what the weather is or what the traffic is at Dunmore Corners, go to our website.
We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. Visit jruddy.com to view our listings or search the MLS listings. Also listen to archive radio shows. That's jruddy.com. Remember to like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Okay, Matt. Matt Marzani, owner of Keystone Upholstering Company. Tell me a little bit about you and how long you've been in business, please.
All right. This is our family business. My dad started it in the middle 50s, and I've been there since I'm 12 years old.
Wow.
It's actually all I've ever done, and most of it all in this exact same building. I was sweeping the floor and making buttons as a 10-year-old. And learning to cut cloth and fit cloth even before that, as my father's father was a tailor, and that's where my father learned to cut and fit cloth and sew.
Where is your building?
It's at 1521 North Main Avenue in North Scranton, which is right by Greenridge Street next to North Scranton Junior High School.
And how do we get in touch with you?
Well, you can call us at 570-343-7123, or you can stop in and visit anytime. There's a design showroom on the first floor of the building at 1521 North Main Avenue, like I said.
How about a website? Because I've been on your website. I love it.
It's keystonefabrics.net, and we work hard on the website. It is really nice. Everyone should look at it.
You can see some finished product there, some really nice pieces, and I enjoyed that when I was doing my research for the show. So I believe, I don't know if everybody believes, but would you agree with this statement, Pat? Furniture is art for the home. And I do believe that if one is happy with the style of furniture and the way it fits their lifestyle, reupholstering is a great way to keep what you have, just giving it a different look.
Reupholstering is a great way, and it's for almost everyone, but particularly what we do is heirloom furniture, you know, people's ancestors, but it can also be a piece that fits in the room well, a piece that fits you well that you just like, and you can get it customized in any way you need to. If you need the seat to be higher, lower, deeper, shallower, extra heavy duty, extra firm, extra soft, you can do all of that. Those are several reasons why you should reupholster.
Yeah, he reupholstered our piano chair that our son plays piano on, and it was, what color was it before? How do you describe that color? Nasty.
Well,
it's somewhere between nasty and disgusting. But anyway, he came and he put a new cover on it and a new pad, and oh my God.
It looks like a different bench.
It does. It looks great.
And we do a lot of those, and we just did your dining room chairs too.
And it came out beautiful.
And a headboard for your bed, which we custom made. We make a lot of those. almost anything, anything having to do with fabric and furniture, we do it.
And you did, several years back when we first moved into our property, you did several pieces for us, an older couch, a chair. But one of the things that you did do, which I really didn't realize at the time, was you repaired. You repaired our dining room chairs this recent time. And back 4 or 5 years ago, you did repair some other chairs. And I didn't know that that was something else that you did do.
Well, almost everything needs some degree of repair on the inside, as wood joints are glued with water-soluble glue, and over the years, they'll get loose. It's normal to always have to fix the frames. People should know the condition of the furniture means very little to us, because we tear it right down to nothing anyway. It doesn't matter if the stuffing is falling out of it or the springs are sticking out the bottom. Because if it's like new or if it's like that, it's the same work for us. It's the same thing.
So something broken can actually be, in someone's mind, they would think that, oh, I have to get rid of this, but you can actually repair it.
Anything that has good bones, and usually that's older furniture has the good bones. Some of the newer furniture, a lot of it is very good. A lot of it, you don't reupholster.
You throw it in the garbage.
Well, if it's made out of...
Some of it is made out of pressboard. Some of the stuff is junky.
We called it, our age group, even though I know I'm much older than you, but we called it particle board or pressed board. Today they call it manufactured lumber, which sounds great, but it's still...
Pressboard.
The meatloaf of wood. They sweep the floor, add resin, and press it into a shape of wood, and it doesn't work. And they've come up with all kinds of creative ways to assemble the pieces, the arms to the seat, to the back, but none of them really work. The only thing that really works is a hardwood or semi-hardwood doweled together like it's always been. And that's all that really works. And if you buy the good furniture, it is that way. But if you buy, discount furniture, and I'm all for that. You do whatever works for you. If you want to replace your furniture every 3-4 years, that's, a lot of people do that. But a lot of the stuff we do belong to people's grandparents or their parents, or a lot of what we do is from the 50s and 60s. Now, Jackie's furniture, jeepers, that's from the 20s and 30s, the furniture in your living room. And the dining room set is probably turn of the century. And we do a lot of that, too. That's primarily what we do.
I'm actually banned. What am I banned
You're
from?
You're banned from buying tables.
And?
More furniture.
I cannot buy any more furniture. And actually, what I do, real estate, provides me with a fabulous opportunity, because a lot of people, when they're selling their home, are looking to sell their furniture as well. And when I go in, that's how I found my dining room set. That's how I found a lot of our living room pieces. And the spare bedroom sets came from houses that I sold. And I buy the furniture when they're looking to sell it. Not all the time. And I have a certain, I want to achieve a certain look, so it has to hit me right. But I'm not allowed, I was told, right?
You're banned.
Banned. And then I had a designer come through who designed the headboard that you made. Mm-hmm. And he did some other things for us, drapes and things like that. And he told me that I should never, ever, ever buy another table as long
Scott
as I
Scott Fraser came in the house, he says, you have a table addiction.
I do. I like tables, and I never saw it that way. Okay, so I'm not allowed to buy any more tables, too. All right. So how does someone know if they should reupholster? What could they do? They could call you, or I love what your website suggests. What does your website suggest they do?
Well, you can email us pictures. A lot of people just take cell phone pictures and bring them to us. And if you can't do either of those things, just call. We'll come to your house.
Okay.
And the first thing we determine is, there are several factors to determine whether or not furniture should be redone. If it's not good enough quality to begin with, we can still redo it. But it requires so much work that it's cost prohibitive. So it needs to be good furniture. But we do a lot of furniture that isn't that good because it's somebody's favorite piece. So we have to make it that good. And we do it all the time.
Willing to do that.
Yes. Well, it's a wood frame. Once it's stripped down to the skeleton, you can make anything solid as a rock. You can fix anything. I mean, we do it every day. My brother My brother Ray primarily does frame repair and spring repair. And we have changed the style of springs, like an old set like yours in your front room. That's all hand-tied coil springs. That's called tied springs or eight knotting. And it's called eight knotting because when properly tied, there's eight knots on each spring. Because you go forward, backward, diagonal both ways, you end up with eight knots on each spring. And that's the old way of doing it, but it was the best way. They've never improved on it. It's just that it's an expensive way to do it, so the factories are always trying to come up with something clever that still will suspend a seat. So today what they do, a lot less spring work, a lot more cushions, a lot thicker cushions. The cushions always were 4 inches thick years ago. Now they're 8-9 inches thick because there's really nothing under them.
No springs, no coils.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's all pretty good, but they really haven't improved anything. The way it was in the 30s, that was the best that ever was. And they made that up until, well, the very good furniture today is still that way.
Before throwing something out or thinking that something is not good enough to repair or to reupholster, they should call you.
They really should. They really should. I mean, we have people that have bought furniture at Goodwill that we reupholster because, you know, some young people, they're tired of furniture that only lasts a couple years and they remember growing up in a house that had the same parlor set for 40 years. And now you buy a set and it's only a couple years and it's loose and falling apart, so they throw it away. So best thing to do is to call. We'll come and look at it or send me a picture and we can tell you a lot with just by a picture.
Okay, so they should send it to info@keystonefabrics.net.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And how do they call you, please?
They can call us at either 570-343-7123 or 570-955-5385.
Okay. Before we go to break, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a beautiful three-bedroom, three-bath home with an in-ground pool located at 215 Old Orchid Road in Carbondale for $255,000. This great home has a large master bedroom with its own bath and lots of closet space for all your clothes. It has an open floor plan with an open staircase to the second floor and a large family room. So if you're looking for a beautiful three-bedroom, three-bath home with an in-ground pool, give us a call about 215 Old Orchid Road in Carbondale for $255,000. And that's listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Thank you, Pat. When we come back, I am going to discuss and identify top outdoor living trends for 2014. This recent survey has some interesting findings. And today we're talking with Matt Marzani, co-owner of Keystone Upholstering Company, located in Scranton. We will return in a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Buying a new house is a lot like riding a roller coaster.
The anticipation of the ride, nervousness, the anxiety, the climb, climbing higher and higher, the building excitement, and then
the feeling of your stomach flip-flopping all the way down, the rush, the speed. You hold on as you cruise through the corners, the corkscrews, the ups, the downs. Come to rest feeling satisfied, accomplished. You feel the exact same way when you're buying a house.
Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate is there for you during that amazing roller coaster ride when you're buying a house. Check out Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today at jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Or call us at 570-344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Each office is independently owned and operated.
How do you relax? Maybe it's stretched out in a hammock on the beach, holding an ice-cold drink with an umbrella. Maybe it's just sitting next to a stream with a good book. How do you feel relief? That last bite of a perfect meal?
Delicious.
Instant relief from heartburn?
If you use Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, selling your house is actually a relief. odds are you've got other priorities, like preparing to move for that next big job, downsizing to give yourself a break from all that household maintenance, or handling the home of a loved one who's passed. The last thing you want to worry about are the obstacles of selling a house. And that's where the experienced agents at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help. Visit us online at jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Or call us today at 570-344-6724 for a free consultation. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, that's right. That's my birthday today.
Yeah, so are you enjoying yourself?
Yes, I am.
Good. Today we have Matt Marzani, owner of Keystone Upholstery Company. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Pat.
Good morning.
We're having a fabulous discussion with you today about reupholstering. We appreciate your time here with us. You are partners with your brother and son, correct?
That's correct. My brother Ray and my son Nathan.
And tell me a little bit of history about how you got into this.
All right. It's been in my family for a long, long time. Not so much the upholstery, but tailoring. My great-grandfather on both sides were tailors. Now, my great-grandfather on my grandmother's side was named Rocco Barbuti. He came here from Italy in around 1898 to raise his family, and he bought the trip home in 1898, That's where he raised his 12 children. Now, where Remick's Florist was in front of the trip home, he built that. That was the main dry cleaners, and he was so successful with the dry cleaning and tailoring that he was giving away a Model A Ford every 2 months as a door prize.
Wow.
You know, back in the 20s. Yeah. And he had six sons and six daughters. They all worked in the business. And he also did masonry work. Sidewalks, stone buildings, whatever that structure is across from Lake Scranton. I don't know what it is, but my great-grandfather built it. I don't know what it is. I still don't know what it is. It's a stone concrete structure. And then his daughter married a tailor, and that's where the Marzanis came from. And my grandfather was a tailor, and my father grew up hanging around the tailor shop. That's when the whole families were involved in the family businesses, especially in the Italian families back then. And he learned how to sew and cut and fit cloth. When he got older, about 17, he married my mother, and he needed a job, and he got a job at B.J. Smith's Furniture in South Scranton when they made their own furniture. Before they were just a store, they were a manufacturer, and he learned how to build furniture and upholster furniture. He had a basic knowledge of cutting and fitting cloth, and he opened up Keystone Upholstering. At first, he called it Marzani's Upholstering. But on advice, he was told that's too ethnic. You need someone other than Italians to call you back in those
days. That's the way it was in the day, right?
Yeah. So he changed it to Keystone. And that was in the 50s, and that's where we came from.
That's how you came to be. Wow. Fascinating story. I love it. Before we go back into discussion with you, in the first half of the show, we talked about how does someone know if they should reupholster their furniture. And we're going to go into a different area now. But before we do, Pat, would you like to tell us about another listing,
please? Yeah, we have a lot of listings. We're very busy. We have a very nice, fully remodeled home, a three-bedroom, two-bath home located at 620 Pear Street in Scranton for $107,000. This home is turnkey. Everything is done. It has new drywall, new bedrooms, new kitchens and baths, and so much more. It has off-street parking, a great backyard with alley access, and a covered patio for the next barbecue. It has tile and hardwood floors, soft closed cabinets, I love that, lighted closets, ceiling fans, and his and her sinks. This is a nice house for the price. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, remodeled home at 620 Pear Street in Scranton
for only $107,000, and that is listed by Dan Taylor of our office.
Thank you. And before the break, I promised that I was going to identify top outdoor living trends for 2014. And this is according to the 2014 Residential Landscape Architecture Trend Survey. When it comes to outdoor landscapes, consumer demand remains strong for homes that are perfect for entertaining and relaxing. The most popular outdoor features are, 94.2% of the respondents said, gardens and landscapes. 92% want outdoor living spaces such as kitchen and entertainment areas, and 75.8% want recreational areas. Outdoor lighting was rated as another key trend area for homes in 2014. Respondents say it's very important. Seating and dining areas were voted as the next most in-demand element, followed by fire pits, grills, and installed seating such as benches, ledges, steps, and boulders. Homeowners know that designed landscapes add value to their lives as well as their property values. They're interested in livable open spaces that are both stylish and earth-friendly. Meanwhile, turf lawns, outdoor TVs and projection screens, solar-powered lights, and geothermal heated pools were some of the least popular outdoor trends reported in the survey. Okay, Matt Marzani, owner of Keystone Upholstering Company. Let's talk about the price of reupholstering. How does it compare to the price of buying new furniture? What would you say there?
Well, that's an excellent question. The price is largely determined on the cost of fabric. For example, a sofa can take from 12 to 16 yards of fabric. So if a fabric is $20 a yard, it's one price. If a designer fabric is $150 a yard, it's another price. We have all of it. And as far as comparing reupholstering to replacement, reupholstery is a lot less expensive than replacement if you're comparing apples and apples. If you're comparing high-quality furniture to reupholstering a high-quality piece, it's considerably less money to reupholster a high-quality piece. But if you're comparing it to, you know, a discount sofa, jeepers, I see sofas for just a couple dollars out there, then it's cheaper to buy one of those than it is to reupholster.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good information. I would think that you have a lot of repeat business.
Our business is about 90% repeat. I know almost everyone that we're doing work for. That I know them by name. They know me by name. It's we don't go very far in terms of miles. I actually try not to leave the Scranton area because we don't have to. We are busy enough just within a 10-mile range.
You guys are that good. You guys do excellent work.
Well, we do it really good. We try really hard to do it really good, and we have the skills, and we have the building. Nobody has what we have as far as in this business. Nobody has, you know, an 18,000 square foot building, and we buy the very best of everything. From my suppliers, what they have for me is only for me. The foam rubbers, the cottons, the Dacrons, they all come in 100 different grades. Like one of the constant complaints that we get from people who buy new furniture is the seats are too soft. That's a constant complaint. They, as I said before, the cushions can be 7 or 8 inches thick. And if it's not a high quality foam rubber, they turn soft really fast into a marshmallow that you can't get out of. And when you're 20, it's okay. But when you're 30, like you, Jackie, and 37, like you, Pat, you can't get out of it.
Noticing that.
I know. Some of them I get into. It's like I got into quicksand. I can't get out of it. Sucks me
in. I need someone to extend their arm and pull me out. Yeah.
Well, you're lucky, Jackie. Pat's very handy. He could install some pull ropes.
From the
ceiling, with knots.
Okay.
They're easier. But so we are constantly just replacing foam rubber in people's existing cushions. We do that every day. Every day, 6 to 8 cushions every day. People want them firmer every day.
So satisfied customers are the foundation of your business.
It's everything.
I know I was completely satisfied and would highly recommend you to anybody. Your building is on North Main Avenue in Scranton.
Yes, at 1521 North Main.
And by phone and by email and website, please.
By email, it's info@keystonefabrics.net.
No,
And the website is keystonefabrics.net. The phone numbers are 570-955-5385 or 570-343-7123.
What's your turnaround time? So you have these obviously, if you're just doing what you just mentioned, the cushions, it'd be a lot easier than if you're repairing something. But what's your turnaround time, would you say?
Well, it's different for everything. But on average, 2 to 3 weeks for a reupholstery job. But we don't take it out of your house until it's on the schedule. In other words, we write the order the fabric, we have everything in. And we won't pick the furniture up until we are going to work on it. We don't let it sit at the shop.
So you actually transport and pick up the furniture.
Yes.
The owner of the pieces doesn't have to get you.
No.
Okay.
When it's a small job, if it's a small chair or a set of dining room chairs sometimes, and they just want to bring the tops in, that's fine. But no, pickup and delivery is included in every job.
Right. Okay. That's an excellent piece of information and service that you provide.
Yes, well, we always did, and there is no additional charge for pickup and delivery.
And I'm sure that helps. But, you know, I'm often, you know, a lot of times I find people are reluctant to let go of their furniture because they think it's going to be 2 or 3 months. Some people have it for a lot longer.
Well, I would say normal in our business. You know, there's a lot of little shops in the upholstery business, and they're just a one-man shop or a two-man shop, where at our place there's 8 of us working. And I've seen people complain that their furniture's been out of their house for 3 or 4 months. I wouldn't dream of doing that.
Okay, good. Well, we had an excellent discussion with you today. I need to ask you to come back next week, fit us into your schedule, pencil us in, please. I'd like to talk to you a lot more about reupholstering.
It would be my pleasure.
Thank you so much, Matt. Happy birthday, Pat. Before we close.
Oh, thank you.
Where do you want to go for dinner?
Cibio's.
I knew you were going to say that. Okay. Would you take us out with the listing, please?
Yes. We have a beautiful 4-bedroom, 2-bath home located at 419 North Apple Street in Dunmore for $149,000. This great house sits on a corner lot, and it has been freshly painted. It has a new boiler, a modern kitchen, and a bath on each floor. It also has a built-in 1-car garage. The carpeting is newer, and it has a finished attic that can be used for additional living space. So if you're looking for a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home in Dunmore, give us a call about 419 North Apple Street for $149,000. And that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you. Are you ready to go back to school?
No.
You know, that's Monday, right?
Yes. Thank you very much.
A lot of local schools, Monday the 25th.
Oh, my God. It used to be after Labor Day.
Yeah. We're back into the routine. I can't wait for it. Up and out early.
Yep.
Landlords are pushing up rents again. As apartment demand continues to rise, landlords are projected to increase their rents for the 5th consecutive year. A rise in apartment construction isn't likely to offer relief for tenants anytime soon. Between 2000 and 2012, apartment rents have risen 6%, while incomes among renters have fallen 13% in that time period. And this is according to a report from ApartmentList, a rental housing website that adjusts for inflation. The vacancy rate for apartments has dropped from 8% to 4.1% from 2009 to 2013. Meanwhile, the average national effective rent has increased 12% from 2009 to 2013. During that same time period, according to the National Association of Realtors, the median price of an existing home has risen about 14%. Many renters, which surveys show want to buy a home, are unable to purchase a home due to tight credit conditions that are preventing them from obtaining financing. Rents rose the most in Seattle, increasing 7.1%, followed by San Francisco, which has risen 5.6%. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning into the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.